And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again. The Oh the Pain podcast. Monday, December 18th, 2023, a week before Christmas. And the Joe Beningo Oh the Pain podcast, of course, brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. By Anita Discount Tire. And by, of course, DraftKings. I you know what? We've hit rock bottom now, Jet fans. I mean, this is the low of the low. An absolute disgraceful, I don't know how else to say it, disgraceful performance yesterday as the Jets were just abused 30-0 yesterday by the Miami Dolphins, who did not have Tyreek Hill, who did not have two of their offensive linemen, who did not have their two safeties, and they just beat the Jets like a freaking drum. In a game where the Jets didn't show up, I mean, what else can you say? Here's all you need to know. I've been a Jet fan since 1965. I was out of this game. I stopped watching this game literally with about 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. What was I wasting my time for? You knew they had no shot. You knew the game was over. The game was over pretty much right away when Zach Wilson got was sacked, fumbled, and the Dolphins recovered on the Jet 1-yard line and eventually scored a touchdown by Mostert on the third down play. The game was over. The game was over. Maybe you hung in there to see the Jets try that fake punt that didn't work. I had no problem with a fake punt, but really that's the play, a direct snap to Ashton Davis on like a 4th-and-4. And, of course, they didn't get it. Somehow the Dolphins only got a field goal out of that. But if you still thought the Jets were somehow in the game at that point, you knew they were done when Jalen Waddle, who, let's be, just abused DJ Reed yesterday, beat him on a 60-yard touchdown bomb from Tua to make it 17-0, beat DJ Reed like a drum. 17-0, at that point, I would have no problem with any Jet fan saying, this is it, I've had enough. How is it possible? Let me just say this, all right? Before we get to the offense and the offensive line and just the, you know, the quarterback situation and, you know, where we are with this coaching staff. I mean, please. How is it possible that without Tyreek Hill, and you know Waddle's really the only guy out there that could beat you, that you don't start double-teaming him? That you just leave him alone with DJ Reed? What'd he catch, like six, what was it, 8 catches for 142 yards in the touchdown yesterday? I mean, he undressed DJ Reed in this game. Why wasn't Sauce Gardner at some point covering him? Why wasn't he double-teamed at some point? What was that? This was a disgrace yesterday. The offensive line yesterday, Mekhi Becton, he was like a turnstile. How many times did we watch Bradley Chubb go by him and just assault? I hate to use that word, but what else can you say? Zach Wilson, Trevor Siemian, whoever the quarterback was yesterday. What a disaster. I mean, it was a disaster. I've never seen an offensive line as bad as yesterday. And it wasn't even this guy Hansen, who they got off the street to play guard, or Billy Turner, who we know can't play, who was starting on the right side. It was the side with Becton and Tomlinson. They were getting abused all day. Zach Wilson just got the crap beat out of him. And he eventually got a concussion, whatever it was. He went out of the game. Siemian came in. Yeah, you kill Zach all you want. What the hell do you want from him? Yeah, no shot at all. I don't care who the quarterback was yesterday. And God knows, now that the Jets have been eliminated officially, not that they were making the playoffs anyway. By the way, the longest streak in professional sports in this country without a playoff appearance, the New York Jets. 13 straight years. This is the longest they've gone in the history of the franchise. Even longer than 1969 to 1981, and what a disaster that was. The decade of the 70s were a disgrace. They didn't have a winning season. As I'm coughing up a lung over my team. This franchise hasn't had a winning season since 2015 now, so we got 8 years without that, 13 years without the playoffs. Where exactly is this franchise right now? Where are they? How does Robert Saleh and this staff have a job? I mean, you know, they should be fired today. Let's be real. They should be gone this morning. And the only thing saving him is Aaron Rodgers. And how much longer is this franchise going to have a guy who has played four plays for this team, has done nothing for this franchise, but he's basically calling the shots? Even he looked disgusted on the sideline yesterday. And there's no way he's playing against the Commanders on Christmas Eve. Not behind that offensive line, he's not playing. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You're a Jet fan today. There's not much left to say. All you can do is cry. This is rock bottom. This is as low as this franchise has ever been. Let's be honest about it. And that's saying a lot. Because it's been pretty goddamn low over the years. Where are we now? Where is this franchise? What does next year look like? Are we really putting all our chips on a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, no matter how great a player Rodgers has been? Are we? Where are we going? Who's our quarterback in the future when Rodgers leaves after next year? Who is it? Maybe Rodgers doesn't even want to play here next year. I wouldn't blame him. Why would you? Not with the mess this franchise is right now. The offensive line is a disaster. I mean, there's no other way to say it. We're wasting guys. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, these guys are getting wasted right now. Really, these guys are getting wasted. They got no shot. I mean, I don't care who was playing quarterback yesterday. They had no chance. Aaron Rodgers, as a 28-year-old yesterday, would have had no chance behind the offensive line that we saw yesterday. No chance. I mean, where do you go? Where do you go from here? Where do you go? You're the Jets right now. Where do you go? Where do you go? What do you do? What do you say? You're really bringing this coaching staff back next year? Look, you know I like Saleh. He's a great guy. But, I mean, he's not the answer. He's not. Nothing that we have seen tells me he's the answer that's going to change everything. Nothing. And what we saw from Ulbrich yesterday, refusing to double-team Jalen Waddle, refusing to move Sauce Gardner to the other side when DJ Reed clearly couldn't cover the guy. What is that telling you? God forbid they try to blitz Tua. God, we don't do that. I mean, I don't know what to say. And this was a banged-up Dolphin team. And I'll tell you right now, Mike McDaniel went easy on Saleh. That's his buddy. He went easy on him yesterday. This game was 24-0 in halftime. Miami only scored 6 points in the second half. They could have put 50 on the Jets easily yesterday. Easily. With the way this game was. McDaniel went easy on his buddy Saleh. You know, maybe he'll wind up being his defensive coordinator before all is said and done when Saleh eventually gets fired, because I don't see how he's long for this world. How much longer can Aaron Rodgers save him? What is Aaron Rodgers seeing with this coaching staff making him think that these guys are the guys that's going to finally take us where we want to go? Tell me that. And where do we go from here? I'm telling you right now, and I know I talked to my buddy Tommy Keenan earlier. He disagrees with this. I don't see how he could. If the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to let Mike Tomlin go, and I don't know that that's happening, but the Steelers have now lost 3 games in a row. They got beat again Saturday by the Colts. They had a 13-0 lead in that game, and then the Colts ran by them like they were standing still and beat them 31 or 30-13, whatever the final score was. Pittsburgh's lost 3 straight games now. They lost at home to the Arizona Cardinals and the New England Patriots, who each of those teams right now is sitting at 3-11, both of them. And the Steelers lost at home to those two teams. Are you serious? Really? 30-13 was a cold game. Really? If the Steelers let Tomlin go, don't we have to look at Mike Tomlin? Don't we? And you could say, well, you know, the Steelers, yeah, they really haven't made the playoffs in a while. And, you know, they haven't been, you know, Tomlin hasn't looked so great without Ben Roethlisberger. I get all of that. But this franchise needs a change of karma. Really. I mean, we got to find ourselves a real freaking head coach. And, I mean, you know, let's be honest. When we had Parcells now 25 years ago, yeah, he changed things. He changed it. He changed the culture, whatever you want to talk about. But he was here 3 years. He couldn't wait to leave. Parcells couldn't get out of town fast enough. We need a legitimate head coach that's going to be here for 10 years. And Salah doesn't look like the, I'm sorry. I mean, he just doesn't. I mean, how could, I mean, now, yesterday was a no-show performance. You could say up until yesterday, well, you know, the team played hard. They were still playing hard. They haven't given up. Well, they sure as hell looked like they gave up yesterday. I mean, right? Did they not? And this was coming off their best game in a year where they routed C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans last week. And how about Houston yesterday? Give that without C.J. Stroud, without their two best receivers, with Case Keenum at quarterback, they beat the Titans in Tennessee in overtime, 19-16. How about that? What a coaching job by D'Amico Ryans, right? Unbelievable. Without Stroud. What the hell is going on with this franchise? This is rock bottom. It really is. It really is. It just never changes. We go from coach to coach to coach, right? Right? We go from one coach. Starting with Rex. We go from Rex, right? He's a disaster. Well, the end of Rex was a disaster after, you know, the beginning was terrific. We go from Rex to Bowles, who was a disaster. By the way, he's got the Bucks playing right now. How good does Baker Mayfield look? Tampa Bay right now tied for first in their division. I know the division stinks, the NFC South, but they're tied with the Saints, who beat the Giants up yesterday. So much for the Tommy DeVito story. Not yesterday. He got sacked like seven times as they lost 24-6 to New Orleans. My son's happy. Thank God somebody in the family's got a smile on their face. I mean, it's unbelievable. Really. Where do we go? So we go from Rex to Bowles to Gaze. Now we're here with Salah. He looks like it's the end for him. Where are we going? Are we ever going to get a real head coach in here that's going to last maybe 15 years and we could actually win with? Are we ever getting a real quarterback in here? Right? None of them have worked out. Sanchez, right? He was great in the beginning, was never coached right. Donald, third pick in the draft, never coached right. He's gone. He's backing up Purdy in San Francisco. Now you got Wilson. He's on his way out the door. He's not going to be here next year. What are they doing? And this franchise needs everything. They need help on the offensive line. The offensive line is shambles right now. They need a wide receiver beside Garrett Wilson. What are they doing? But they need a quarterback. They need a franchise quarterback. They're going to get a top 10 pick this year. They need a quarterback. I don't care what Aaron Rodgers says. We got to get somebody. Somebody. Who is the quarterback of the future here? How much longer can we continue to watch the absolute garbage that we have been forced to watch as Jet fans? I mean, I don't know what to say anymore, man. I'm beside myself. If I was Woody Johnson today, everybody would be gone. It would be house cleaning time. And you know what? And I would say to Aaron Rodgers, you know what, Aaron? If you don't like it, then you can get out of here too. You can leave too. Because we got to draft a quarterback. We got to get this franchise straightened out. And right now, this franchise is as low as it's ever been. And that's saying a lot. I mean, you can't get any lower than they are right now. Where do they go from here? Is anybody going to show up for this Christmas Eve game against the Commanders? How bad is that? The Commanders, they lost yesterday. Actually made a run at the end of the game against the Rams. They wound up losing 28-20 after they were down 28-7. Once they benched Sam Howell for Jacoby Brissett. Are they going to lose to the Commanders too? You got the Commanders. You still got three games left. How about that? We got to endure three more games. They got the Commanders at home. There's going to be nobody in the building next week. You could buy a ticket. Tommy Keenan was telling me, and this is before the Miami game, that you could buy a ticket for next week's game against Washington for like $19. $19? What? You can't even buy lunch for $19. $19 for the game next week against Washington. And then they go to Cleveland to play the Browns on a Thursday night. They got no shot in that game. You know, we'll watch Joe Flacco chew them up. As Flacco, they won again yesterday, beat the Bears 20-17. By the way, if you have not seen the final play of the Bear-Brown game yesterday, you have to see it. Justin Fields, the Bears are around like at midfield. Final play of the game, 5 seconds to go. 20-17 Cleveland. Justin Fields throws a Hail Mary into the end zone, gets batted up a couple times, and hits the Bear receiver, Moody, whatever his name was. I think it was number 12. He's lying on his back in the end zone. The ball hits him in the stomach. He's got it for the game-winning touchdown. Somehow, he knocks the ball out of his hands, up into the air, and one of the defensive backs for Cleveland intercepts it to end the game and save it for the Browns, who now go to 9-5 and are clearly in playoff spot right now. Yeah, so you're right. He kind of like kicked it, as my wife is. I think she's looking at the play now. If you have not seen that play, you need to see it. It was the play of the week. You know, they have, because I was watching the red zone. Like I said, we cut out. I was here with Kenny and Steve watching the game. I mean, those guys left. It wasn't even the beginning of the fourth quarter. You couldn't watch it anymore. You know, I started watching a little bit of Giant game. That game was pretty much blown out too by New Orleans. Wound up watching the red zone. But that was the play of the week by the red zone. That was the number one play yesterday. If you get a chance, you got to see this play. Should have been a game-winning touchdown for the Bears. It turned out to be a game-saving interception for Cleveland. But the Jets got to play the Browns on a Thursday night. They got no shot in that game in Cleveland. Who the hell is playing quarterback? I don't even know. Who knows? Trevor Siemian?
Oy. Oh, God.
Ah. Wow. And then they finish the season in New England against the crummy Patriots. Can they finally beat them? And what many people are saying is going to be Bill Belichick's final game coaching New England. Really? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. I really just don't. What a this season that we were all, this may be, and like I said, I've been watching this team since 1965. This may be the most disappointing season in the history of the franchise. When you look at all the hype that we had going into this year with Aaron Rodgers, all the insanity, right? All of that stuff, you know, him going into the black hole for a couple weeks. Then finally, eventually, after seemingly months, the trade is completed, he comes here. And all the excitement during training camp, you know, all the hard knocks and all that nonsense, only to have Rodgers on opening night tear his Achilles on the fourth play of the season. It's unbelievable when you think about it. What other franchise could that possibly happen to? What there isn't, it's impossible. Only the Jets. And when you factor all of that in, and then we got the tease on top of that, we get teased on that game because the Jets come back to win it against Buffalo with that, you know, walk-off punt return in overtime by Xavier Gibson. He's done nothing since then, by the way. And fumble the ball on punts. So we got teased in that game, too. We actually were 4-3 at one point in this game. Actually beat the Eagles. Think about it. Beat the Broncos in Denver. Beat the Eagles, right? The unbeatable Eagles. They'd never beaten them before in their history. Come back, win that game. A miracle win against the Giants who say, here, take this game, Jets. And then right after that, just complete disaster. Have lost 6 out of the last 7 now. They're out of the playoffs again. Couldn't beat the crummy Chargers. Couldn't beat the crummy Raiders. Couldn't beat the crummy Falcons. And now here they are, right back in the shithouse again. No, really. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Where are they? Nowhere. And how do you bring this coaching staff? I'm telling you, how do you bring them back? How? Why? Because Rodgers wants them? Woody. How much longer are we going to be, you know, and I don't even want to, there's a word I don't want to use based on what's going on right now in this world. But we're basically in, you know, being, as a franchise, we're in jail right now to the whims of Aaron Rodgers. That's pretty much where we are. For a guy that's done nothing for our franchise, nothing, not a goddamn thing. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. I'm beside myself, man. I really am. And by the way, one more thing about yesterday's game. At 17-0, does our defense ever force a turnover? We saw it again last week. Even though they won the game against Houston, you saw two clear pick or interceptions that were dropped. One by C.J. Mosley, who leads the world in dropped interceptions. One by Michael Carter. And then yesterday, when it was 17-0, maybe still a game, maybe. Tua throws a ball that hits Quincy Williams right in the hands, right? He's got nothing but real estate in front of him. I don't know if he would have went all the way. But a play that might have changed the game. And what does Quincy Williams do? He does what every Jet defender does. He drops the ball. Drops the ball. What's new? By the way, there was another play yesterday where one of the defensive linemen hit Zach Wilson in the face, you know, on a pass rush, and there was no call. Of course. Why would there be? What a disgrace. This is rock bottom, Jet fans. This is as low as it gets. He really does. This franchise is a freaking laughingstock. We got outscored in the two games by Miami this year. The embarrassment level, 64-13. Think about that.
Oh, my God.
64. We lost 34-13 on the Fail Mary Black Friday disaster. And we got whacked 30-0 yesterday. 64-13. Really? Really? This is where this franchise is now. How does it change? How does the karma? This franchise doesn't need a culture change. I've said this before. This franchise needs a karma change. A karma change. How do you change the karma with this franchise? I don't know. Maybe if you finally found the right head coach. Maybe if you finally drafted the right quarterback. I don't know the answer to that. They don't need a culture change. They need a karma change. Let's get the spots in here. The Hackensack Brewing Company. You know what that is. 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones, you know, the tombstones. 55 years, this is what it should say, 55 years of absolute horrendous football. Remember when they were flying planes over the old Giants stadium when the Giants, after the Pisarcik fumble in 1978, that really turned everything around for the best for the Giants. Are we going to be flying planes over the Meadowlands, over MetLife on Sunday? How many more years of this garbage can we take? Anyway, go see Mike Jones. He's happy. You know, he's got a new baby, and his Raiders put 63 on the Chargers the other day. Unbelievable. Go see Mike Jones. TJ, he's crying. He's a Jet fan, too. Go see Herb. Go see Andre. We'll let you know when the next live podcast is.
Andre's crying.
Yeah, well, because of the Giants. The Lakers are playing good. We'll let you know when the next live podcast is. The pain. My son Johnny's happy. He, of course, of Need a Discount Tire. His Saints with that win over the Giants yesterday. They tied for first place in the horrific NFC South with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Both teams at 7-7. That's a huge. And they play. What they play Thursday night against the Rams. Tough game. Big game for both teams. Thursday night. Rams Saints. I believe the game's in LA. I think. I'm not sure. Let me see. No, I got it here. There it is. Yes, in L.A. But Johnny's happy. Go see Johnny. Go see his boss, Harry. He's a Cowboy fan. They got whacked by Buffalo yesterday. They didn't show up either. But, you know, they're 10-4. They can get away with it. Go see Johnny. Go see Harry. Go see Rob. Go see everybody over there. You need work done on your car. You need tires. You need your car inspected, whatever. Westwood Avenue, Rivervale, New Jersey. Tell them I sent you. And then, of course, DraftKings, whatever you want to bet on. You want to bet on whether Sal is the coach next year? I wonder what kind of number you get on that right now. I don't know. No, I'm serious. Get in on the action. Download the app now. Use the code ODAPAIN to sign up. New customers can bet $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code ODAPAIN. And boy, is there pain. You got a gambling problem? I have a tip for you. Don't bet on the Jets. You got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.sot1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369. DraftKings. I'm nauseous. I'm nauseous now. Like, I'm sitting here like I'm nauseous. I got a stomach ache, you know? I basically have diarrhea. Oh. I got hemorrhoids everywhere. Like, my hemorrhoids are getting bigger and bigger. I got 55 years of hemorrhoids watching this horse shit freaking franchise. No, really, I do. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Before the show, I sang the Roy Orbison song, Crying, right? Because that's basically what you're doing, right? Crying over you. I won't sing it now. I did it already. I only could sing once. But that's it. I mean, that's it. What else can you do? And we gotta endure three more games. But where are we going? Where is this franchise going next year? Are they going to draft a quarterback? We got to get a quarterback in here. And God knows, if Rodgers is going to be the quarterback next year, which everything points to that, we got to bring a veteran backup in here. Whether it's Jake Browning, who's been unbelievable now. He's won three in a row in Cincinnati, and they're in the playoffs right now. Right? Whether it's Gardner Minshew, who, how good has he looked with the Colts? How the Colts let him go? They're in the playoffs too. They want to get in, beat the Steelers up the other day on Saturday. You know, Cincinnati and the Colts are sitting there at 8-6 right now and clearly in playoff position. Jacoby Brissett, maybe him. He looked pretty good for Washington yesterday. He'll probably be the starter this week against the Jets and probably beat him. He's a free agent. They have to bring a veteran back up in here. And look, you say whatever you want about what happened last week with Zach Wilson against Houston. It's done. It's done for Zach. It's over. I don't even know if he's playing next week. Is he going to play? How bad is this concussion? Is he going to be cleared to play? He went out of the game, came back in again. Did he come back in again? I don't remember if he came back in. I guess he didn't. I guess he didn't come back in yesterday after he finally went out. But maybe he didn't want to come back. With the state of this offensive line, who the hell would want to play behind that offensive line? Oh, my God. Like I said, Bradley Chubb, he went by. Mekhi Becton was a turnstile yesterday. Talk about a guy that didn't want to play. They need a whole revamping of the offensive line. And I understand why can't I think of his name now? No, Connor McGovern. Connor Hughes, he's the reporter. Maybe he could play center. He might be better. Connor McGovern went out for the year. Elijah Vera Tucker went out for the year. Can you rely on these guys next year? Especially Vera Tucker, he gets hurt all the time. Vera Tucker's always hurt. They got to completely revamp the offensive line. Basically every position. Maybe not center, because Tippmann looks okay, I guess. They got to get two new tackles. They need everything on the offensive line. They need another wide receiver. They need a defense that's got to start forcing turnovers, because they never do. And they need a young quarterback here. And you know what? They need a new coaching staff. Let's be real. Because these guys aren't getting it done. And Joe Douglas has got to go too. I can't take anymore. I really, I can't. I cut out of this game in the 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's unheard of by me. For me to walk away from a Jet game with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter tells you all you need to know about where this franchise is right now. They are not at rock bottom. They're below rock bottom. They are as low in the 58 years or how many years I'm watching this team now, they are as low as they've ever been. As low as it was in the 70s when they didn't have a winning season. As low as they've been at any point in the Rich Kotite era, right? You name it. You name when it is. They are as bad as they've ever freaking been. What a goddamn disgrace. Oh, my God. It's very difficult being rooting for this franchise, man. Something's got to change. I don't know what the change is going to be. They probably need a new owner, but where the hell is he going? Is Woody ever going to wake up and smell the coffee here and actually give us a competitive football team that every year is the same crap? Year after year after year after year. Quarterback after quarterback, coach after coach. What a goddamn disaster. Everybody have a great week. I'll be on with Evan and Tiki at 4 o'clock. That should be great. Check me out on Friday. All I can say to everybody is Merry Christmas. All the love.